This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Bridge Method Guides Your Eye Contact Through Relationship Repair Conversations. 6 steps, 6 distinct ways your gaze either builds trust or destroys it. In short, eye contact repair is not about staring someone down or performing sincerity. It is about matching your gaze to each stage of the conversation so your body confirms what your words claim. Each step of the bridge method calls for a specific gaze quality, from direct and open to soft and patient. Getting this wrong, even with the right words, signals insincerity. At the moment, trust is most fragile. You can prepare your eye contact before the conversation begins, and it makes the difference between repair that holds and repair that collapses. Definition: eye contact repair refers to the deliberate management of your gaze during a relationship repair conversation to signal honesty, attentiveness, and genuine intent. Used well, it aligns your nonverbal behavior with your spoken words and gives the other person visible evidence that your commitment is real. There are conversations where the words go right and the relationship still does not recover. I have seen this more times than I can count, and for years I could not explain it. The person said the right things. They apologized. They acknowledged what went wrong, and yet the other person walked away unconvinced. The trust did not come back. What I eventually understood was this: people do not just listen to your words during a repair conversation. They watch your face. They watch your eyes. And if your gaze does not confirm what your mouth is saying, something in them registers the mismatch. They may not name it. They may not even know why they still feel uneasy, but they feel it. The bridge method, which I introduce and Say It Right Every Time as a 6-step relationship repair framework, gives you a clear structure for what to say at each stage of a difficult conversation. What it also does, as I explain in Chapter 9, is give you a map for how your eye contact must shift at each stage. Because the gaze that is right for an apology is not the same gaze that is right for listening to someone's pain. And the gaze that signals genuine commitment in the final step is not the same gaze you need when you are identifying what broke down. This is what separates repair conversations that hold from ones that eventually unravel. Structure for your words is not enough. You need structure for your eyes too. Why your eyes betray you when pressure is highest. Under pressure, people tend toward two failure modes with eye contact. They either stare too hard, holding an intense, unblinking gaze that the other person reads as aggression or performance. Or they look away too often, which reads as evasion or guilt, precisely when honesty is most needed. Neither of these is a character flaw. Both are stress responses. The problem is that relationship repair conversations are high pressure by definition. You are asking someone to trust you again after something went wrong. Their guard is up. They are reading every signal you send, consciously or not. If your gaze tells a different story than your words, the story your gaze tells is the one they believe. Nonverbal communication in tense situations covers this in more depth, but the core truth is simple: your nonverbal behavior becomes louder exactly when your emotions are loudest. You cannot manage it by willing yourself to feel calm. You manage it by having a structure to follow when feeling calm is not an option. That is what the bridge method provides. The bridge method and eye contact, a step-by-step guide. And Say It Right Every Time, the bridge method is a 6-step framework designed for use after conflict has created a genuine breakdown in a working relationship. Each step has a specific purpose, and each step, as I outline in Chapter 9, also calls for a specific quality of gaze. Here is how that works in practice. Step 1. Begin with an apology. What it is. You open the conversation by taking genuine responsibility for your role in what went wrong. What your eyes must do. Hold direct, steady eye contact from the first sentence. Not a stare. Not a performance. Steady, open, and calm. This is the moment the other person decides whether to let their guard down enough to even listen to the rest of what you say. How it works in practice. Number 1. Before you begin speaking, make eye contact first. Do not start talking to the floor or to a wall. Number 2. Hold their gaze as you say the words of your apology. Do not look away at the word sorry. Number 3. If the other person looks down or away, do not chase their gaze. Hold yours, soft and patient, until they return. Worked example. You open with, "I owe you a genuine apology for how I handled the meeting." As you say it, your eyes are on theirs. Not tense. Not searching. Just present. The other person looks down briefly. You do not drop your gaze. When they look back up, they find you still there. When not, to use a hard stare. If the other person is already emotional before you begin, soften your gaze slightly. A hard direct stare on top of high emotion can feel like pressure. The goal is openness, not dominance. Eamon's note. The apology that lands is the one where your eyes confirm you mean it. I learned this the hard way after delivering what I thought was a heartfelt apology, while looking somewhere near a person's left ear. They thanked me politely. Nothing changed. Step 2. R. Reaffirm the relationship. What it is. You remind the other person that the relationship matters to you, separate from the conflict itself. What your eyes must do. Warm, direct contact. This is not the intensity of an apology. It is the ease of genuine regard. Think of how you look at someone you genuinely respect when you tell them something true. How it works in practice. Number 1. Let your gaze soften slightly from the focused intensity of step 1. The muscles around your eyes should be relaxed. Number 2. If you feel genuine warmth towards this person, let it be visible. Forced eye contact looks exactly like forced eye contact. Number 3. A slight natural blink rate, around 12 to 15 times per minute, signals calm and ease. Staring with reduced blinking reads as tension. Worked example. Whatever happened between us, this relationship matters to me, and I want to fix it. Your eyes carry the same message as your words. There is no performance in them. You're simply looking at someone you care about working with. When to be careful. If the relationship has been severely damaged and the other person does not yet believe that it matters to you, this step can feel hollow. Your eyes help here more than any script. Genuine regard cannot be faked for long. Eamon's note. Reaffirming a relationship you are not sure about yourself is one of the hardest things to do with a straight gaze. If you feel uncertain, acknowledge it honestly rather than pretending otherwise. That honesty is visible too. Step 3. I. Identify the breakdown. What it is. You name, as clearly and neutrally as possible, what actually went wrong. As I describe and say it right every time, this is the moment for a neutral problem statement, not an accusation. What your eyes must do. Softer, more thoughtful contact. This step requires listening as much as speaking, and the gaze that supports listening is not the same as the gaze that signals a declaration. How it works in practice. Number 1. Maintain contact, but allow yourself to glance away briefly when you are thinking through what to say. This signals that you are genuinely processing, not reciting a script. Number 2. When you make a specific statement about what broke down, return to direct contact. It anchors the statement as honest. Number 3. If the other person begins to react emotionally, do not look away. Stay present with a soft, receptive gaze. Worked example. I think what broke down was the way I responded to your suggestion in front of the team. I dismissed it without giving it a fair hearing. You look at them as you say it. When you feel the discomfort of naming it, the urge will be to glance down. Resist. The discomfort of holding your gaze is part of what makes the acknowledgement credible. Eamon's note. Looking away while naming the breakdown is the single most common gaze error I see in repair conversations. It reads as shame about being caught, not genuine ownership. Stay present with it. Step 4. D. Discuss new expectations. What it is. You open a genuine conversation about what needs to change going forward. This is a two-way exchange, not a monologue. What your eyes must do. Active listening gaze. This means full visual attention on the other person while they speak, with natural breaks when you're absorbing what they have said. This step is about them as much as you. How it works in practice. Number 1. When they are speaking, your eyes belong on their face, not their mouth, not the table. Their face. Number 2. When you are speaking, maintain contact, but allow natural pauses. Long speeches delivered with unbroken eye contact can feel like a lecture. Number 3. Nod occasionally to signal that you're tracking what they say. Your eyes and your head movement work together here. Worked example. They say, what I need is for you to check with me before making changes to anything I'm responsible for. You hold their gaze as they speak. When they finish, you do not immediately respond. A brief pause while your eyes stay on theirs signals that you are actually taking it in, not just waiting for your turn. For more on how your body language shapes this kind of exchange, the empathy bridge technique is worth understanding alongside this step. Eamon's note. Most people listen with their ears and wait with their eyes. You tell someone you're truly hearing them by looking at them while they speak, not by what you say when they stop. Step 5. G. Gain agreement. What it is. you confirm that both parties are genuinely aligned on what changes will be made. As I write in Chapter 9, a verbal agreement is not enough. The agreement needs to be felt as well as said. What your eyes must do. Return to direct, steady contact. This mirrors the quality of your gaze in step one, but the tone is forward-looking rather than apologetic. You are making a commitment, not asking for forgiveness. How it works in practice. Number one, when you state the agreement, hold eye contact through the entire sentence. Do not drop your gaze at the end of the commitment, which is the moment most people instinctively look away. Number two, when you ask them to confirm their agreement, hold contact while you wait for their answer. This signals that their agreement matters and that you expect a genuine response. Number three, if they hesitate, do not fill the silence by looking away. Hold your gaze, patient and open, until they are ready. Worked example. So we are agreed. I will come to you directly before any changes are made to your work. Does that work for you? You hold their eyes as you ask. You wait. Their agreement, when it comes, lands more firmly because your gaze created the space for it to be real rather than hurried. The deal method for diffusing tension uses a similar locking principle during its commitment step, and the eye contact guidance there reinforces what is needed here. Eamon's note. An agreement with wandering eyes is not an agreement. It is a performance. Hold your gaze and mean it. Step 6. E. Establish a follow-up. What it is. You set a specific time to check in and confirm that the agreement is holding. What your eyes must do. Calm, concluding contact. The tension of the conversation should begin to release in this step. Your gaze reflects that. Direct, but lighter. The hard work is done. This step is about continuity, not confrontation. How it works in practice. Number 1. Suggest the follow-up with direct, relaxed eye contact. Let the ease in your gaze signal that you expect this to go well. Number 2. When they respond to the follow-up suggestion, receive their answer with the same attentive gaze you used in step 4. Number 3. As the conversation closes, maintain eye contact as you stand or shift position. Breaking contact too early as you reach for your bag or phone undermines the warmth of the close. Worked example. Can we check in briefly on Friday to make sure we are both feeling good about how this week went? You say it with a natural, easy gaze. Not tense, not intense, just present and genuine. Choosing your gaze. A quick reference for each step. Different moments in a repair conversation demand different visual approaches. Use this as a reference before you enter the room. Bridge step gaze quality, what to avoid. Begin with an apology direct, steady, open looking away at sorry. Reaffirm the relationship warm, relaxed, genuine forced or unblinking intensity. Identify the breakdown soft, thoughtful, receptive dropping gaze when naming the issue. Discuss new expectations, active listening gaze looking away while they speak. Gain agreement direct, forward looking dropping gaze at the commitment. Establish a follow-up calm, concluding, easy breaking contact too early. The narrative behind this table is simple. Your eye contact is not one fixed setting you maintain for the whole conversation. It moves with the conversation. The person across from you tracks those shifts, even when they are not aware of doing so. How the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after genuine breakdown covers the full verbal architecture of each step if you want the complete picture alongside this gaze guide. Where eye contact goes wrong in repair conversations. Three gaze errors account for most of the damage done in repair conversations. The mistake, holding a hard and blinking stare throughout the conversation. Why it happens. Nerves make people lock up and the eyes go with the rest of the body. What to do instead? Allow natural blinks and brief breaks, especially while listening. Intensity signals pressure, not sincerity. The mistake, avoiding the other person's eyes whenever the content becomes uncomfortable. Why it happens. Discomfort is the body's signal to withdraw, and the eyes are the first to go. What to do instead? Practice holding your gaze specifically during the moments you want to look away. Those are the moments it matters most. The mistake. Breaking eye contact at the exact word that most needs backing up, such as sorry or I commit to. Why it happens. Saying those words while holding someone's gaze requires real courage. The body flinches. What to do instead? In your preparation, rehearse those specific words out loud while looking at your own reflection. It trains your eyes to stay. For a broader look at how your body language affects high-stakes exchanges, the article on using the core framework to stay grounded during tense workplace conversations addresses the full physical grounding you need alongside the eye contact work here. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the skill before the conversation happens. Here is what I know after 60 years of getting this wrong, and then getting it right. You cannot suddenly become a skilled practitioner of eye contact under the pressure of a repair conversation if you have never practiced it anywhere else. The skill has to exist before the moment demands it. A short-term preparation plan, over 7 to 10 days before you have a repair conversation you know is coming, works like this. In the first few days, practice holding eye contact in low-stakes conversations. Conversations with a barrister, a colleague in the corridor. A friend over the phone does not count because you cannot see their face. You need to practice with people whose faces you can see. Notice where your gaze defaults. Notice when you look away. Do not judge it. Just notice. In the middle days, move into conversations where you are delivering or receiving something that matters slightly more. A piece of feedback. A difference of opinion. The bridge method for repairing relationships damaged by poorly delivered feedback is useful here, as the feedback repair context presents many of the same eye contact demands you will face in a full relationship repair conversation. In the final days, rehearse the repair conversation itself. Out loud, to a mirror or a trusted colleague. Speak through the bridge steps. At each step, deliberately practice the gaze quality the step requires. Hold your eyes at I'm sorry. Soften them when you listen. Hold them again at I commit to. The Chapter 12 material in Say It Right Every Time lays out this kind of progressive skill-building approach across a full 60-day plan. But even a 7-day version of it creates enough muscle memory to make a real difference. This much I know for certain: the repair conversations I have managed well were the ones I prepared for. Not just what I was going to say, what my eyes were going to do. Frequently asked questions. What is eye contact repair in a difficult conversation? Eye contact repair means using your gaze deliberately during a relationship repair conversation to signal honesty, attentiveness, and genuine intent. When managed well, it shows the other person that you are fully present and that your words are backed by something real. How does eye contact change across the 6 bridge steps? Each step calls for a different gaze quality. You hold direct eye contact during the apology and reaffirmation steps to signal sincerity. You soften your gaze during the identification and discussion steps to reduce pressure. You return to steady contact to confirm agreement and commitment. How much eye contact is right during a repair conversation? Aim for around 60 to 70% eye contact throughout. Holding someone's gaze for every second of a tense conversation creates pressure and can feel confrontational. Brief natural breaks, especially when you are thinking or listening deeply, are honest and expected. Why does eye contact matter so much when rebuilding trust? Your words claim intent. Your eyes confirm it. When someone is deciding whether to trust you again, they watch your face, not just your mouth. Steady, open eye contact during key moments of a repair conversation tells the other person that your honesty is not a performance. What are the most common eye contact mistakes in relationship repair conversations? The 3 most damaging mistakes are holding a hard stare that feels like pressure rather than connection, avoiding the other person's eye so completely that you appear evasive or disengaged, and breaking eye contact precisely when sincerity matters most, such as during an apology or a commitment. Can I practice controlling my eye contact before a repair conversation? Yes, and you should. Before the conversation, rehearse the key moments out loud in front of a mirror. Notice where your eyes go when you feel uncomfortable. That is your default. The bridge method gives you a map to override that default with something intentional and far more effective. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imanblackthorne.com to get your copy.